Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense, and my name is Roman. And we're back after a long summer break to bring even worse music than last semester. My main goal this semester is to get fined by the FCC. I've been trying to save up enough money to finally do that, and I think this is the semester we're going to do it. So let's open up with some Soundgarden.
Whatsoever I fought on, it came
I think the honest theme to this semester is going to be I kind of warmed up to this style. So I'm going to play a lot of stuff that's like, no, I didn't like that a long time ago, but now I think I'm mellowing in my old age because I'm 22 now, and that's, for college, that's ancient. So here's something like that. It's Sneaker Pimps off their third album, which I thought I wouldn't like because Kelly Ali wasn't in it anymore, but then I listened to Bloodsport, and it's actually pretty good. So here's Think Harder.
Think
Those guys just put out a new album after like 20 years of doing nothing. So I'm excited to listen to that at some point. And if it's any good, you'll probably hear it on here. Next song comes from Black Sabbath, but there's a twist because it's Dio era Black Sabbath, which really shocked me the first time I read that Ronnie James Dio was in Black Sabbath for 2 years. Seems like a very weird combination, and I think it feels a lot more like Dio than it does Black Sabbath. So listen to this and you'll understand what I mean. Does anyone ever think that Ronnie James Dio probably liked D&D? Like, I'd like to imagine that the reason he kept getting, like, moved from one band to another was because he kept trying to make all the other members play D&D, and they were like, no, we just want to do drugs. Up next is Chocolate Matter by Sweet Trip. This is the only glitch pop group that I like. You will see why, because it's somewhat melodic, as opposed to all the other glitch pop I listen to, which just sounds like a computer dying. We Weird, right? But kind of nice. This next one is my thoughts on context, because I think music is very context specific. And over the summer, I was in the context of having to drive pizzas around in a car while it was 90 degrees. So I tried to find music that sounded like I felt, and I felt like I was melting, so I started listening to a bunch of doom metal. So here's Dunwich by Electric Wizard.
We'll be right back.
All right, let's slow things down a bit, because that was a bit heavy, and I have my unspoken rule of you got to do it heavy light. So here's a song that came out a few months ago, which is very odd for me. I usually don't play new music, but like I said, I'm coming around to it. Just because it's new does not mean it's bad. So here's a song called Amoeba.
Between the gaps, oh, we're swimming laps. Got close to some epiphany. I'll convince a friend to join deep ends. Have your toes touch the lack of cement. I'm gathered to a corner of the woods. Echo chambers inside a neighborhood. Centerfold, humility shown. As good as what your mama saw. Aren't you glad that you reside in a hell and in disguise? Nobody had everything. A pool to shed your memory. Could you say you even try? You haven't called your family twice. I can hope tonight goes differently, but I show up to the party just to die.
I wonder what people, like, listening for the first time to this show think, because really what I'm trying to accomplish here is just radio whiplash, where you have no idea what is coming next, and you have no idea what I'm doing. That's why I usually give myself a theme to try to structure the show in some way. So that was nice and fluffy. Let's go back to the sludge pile and listen to Evil Beauty by Mephistopheles.
You
I really like that first album by those guys, and I can't even say the name of the album on the air. So you're going to have to go look up Mephistopheles' first album if you like that song and you want to go find more, because they're interesting. They're from Argentina, and they sound like Black Sabbath. So let's mix it up again and demonstrate how I've gotten into shoegaze a bit at the end of the summer. So here's Slow Dive with So Tired. It's going to be happy from now on, I promise. So let's back out of all the weird stuff for a second and go back to the 80s when things were somewhat happy, and we're going to listen to Mental Hopscotch by Missing Persons. ¶¶ Okay, let's go to France, because I found this the day I drove back to my house from, like, for summer break. I found this giant album of weird French post-punk music, and I listened to it all on July 3rd while I was delivering during the fireworks, which was very weird because there was smoke everywhere. So a few of those songs stood out as being especially interesting or especially weird, and here is a song called Demo by Codec. It's currently sitting at 296 views on YouTube, so this is probably the first time you've heard this for a lot of people. Thanks, France. Thanks for that one. Here's a song by a band with a very dumb name.
Yeah.
Those guys are legitimately experimental geniuses. I am not kidding. Let's end it up with something happy. Here's a song that I heard while driving down to the shore. It's Shady Lane by Pavement.
Blind date with the chancer, we had oysters and dry lancers, and the check when it arrived, we went touch, 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 touch. A redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash, and this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm flat out, you're so beautiful to look at. Chosen as an extra in the movie adaptation of the sequel to your life. A shady lane, everybody wants one. A shady lane, everybody needs one. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, oh your god, oh his god, oh her god. It's everybody's god, it's everybody's god. Everybody's got, it's everybody's got. The worlds collide, but all that we want is a shady lane. Glance, don't stare.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Tune in to Sounds Like Nonsense next week. Maybe. It depends on what time I get back from fall break. But the show's back. Expect more music. Expect theme days to probably make a comeback. Okay, I gotta get out of here because someone else needs to get in the studio. Bye-bye.